If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
OpenAI has recently upgraded their AI model powering its operator agent. And I, for one, am extremely excited about this because the first time I tried, Operator left a little bit to be desired. So I'm excited to see what they do next. We're going to talk all about that today and how you can make money with Operator. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so if you haven't joined it already, every single week, Jamie and I release exclusive videos and content over on our school community. We have over 300 members. We all chat and share ideas and feedback on projects we're working on. And Jamie and I pretty much share the inside scoop on all of the different projects, all of the different side hustles, all of the strategies and techniques we're using AI for in our own businesses. So this week we recorded a video where I get an update on a Facebook campaign I'm doing for one of my projects. I break down the top performing ad, how I'm going to scale that to do even better with AI tools, and a whole bunch of other interesting tidbits of like actual things that we're working on. We break down the numbers, we share screenshots, you know, the stuff we don't publish anywhere else or publicly. So you can get that all. It's $19 a month and it's currently at a discount. So if you're interested in getting it before we raise the price in the future, in the past, we had this at $100 a month. And so it's discounted. And if you want to get it before we increase the price, you can get it. There's a link in the description. Over 50 videos, and every single week we have a new one that comes out. So we'd love to have you as a member. All right, let's get into what's going on with OpenAI's Operator. So the first thing I'll say is, like, I also have tried Operator and I've been impressed, but not blown away by it. I paid the $200 and I didn't use it more than the first month, essentially, to work on my stuff. So the thing I've been saying is, like, it's really good. It's almost there. And so this could be the moment where it tips from, like, almost good enough to actually good enough, where it can actually get what you want done. They're going to very soon, and I'm not sure if it's 100% rolled out yet, but they're working on essentially updating it to be on their O3 model. So this is essentially one of their latest, like, reasoning models. Now, the reason why this is important is because before, it was not very good at, like, step-by-step reasoning, in my opinion. I would give it, like, a task to do. So for example, I told it to go and log into our podcast account and edit our podcast the way I have, like, my virtual assistant do. And it's, like, pretty straightforward, replicable steps that I would tell someone to do. It was, you know, video editors had a sigh of relief when I reported back that it could not edit the video, but it did do some really impressive things that was sort of shocked by. Like, one of them is that it downloaded the video to its own virtual machine and then was able to re-upload it to my Spotify for Creators account, meaning it does download and upload file size. And when it was doing that, I actually saw in the back end that the virtual machine it was using had a 50 gig capacity. So if you have files that are 50 gigabytes, it's able to do that. I'm assuming it just wipes them off of its servers when it's done. But it's the other interesting thing was that it's in a data center. And so the download and upload speed was, like, almost instantaneous. So it's super, super fast. So yeah, those are some interesting findings that I was impressed with. But the, like, step-by-step reasoning wasn't perfect. And so now that they're upgrading to a new model, my hope is that this is much better. And it might be the moment where Operator all of a sudden becomes, like, worth paying for and actually could outsource and automate some of the tasks that I personally want done. So I'll definitely be trying this out probably this week and reporting back.
So yeah, I guess I want to break it down a little bit more, because from what we've talked about before is basically how it works is that it's like a screenshot that the operator has to basically decipher what's going on in the screenshot and then where it is supposed to click. So it is very much a reasoning process that it's going through. And so if it can be faster and more updated, I feel like, because that was one thing for me is it was a little bit too slow for my liking. And it also would stop me and ask me questions that really just made it end up taking more time than it would have taken to do myself. I'm hoping that it's it's a little bit faster personally.
Yeah, that is also my goal. The one thing that I will say, which is sort of a bummer for a lot of people, myself included, that have like companies where we're developing things, is that the API, so like for example, for my company AI Box, where I have like an AI playground, so I have like the top, you know, 40 AI models, you pay $20 a month and you can use them all instead of having to have all the subscriptions. By the way, shout out to AIbox.ai if you want to try that out. What's super cool is any of these AI companies that have an API, I can go and get access and put their AI model on my platform and all my users can try it. The thing that is that's sort of sad is with this new update that they're doing, the API to operator is still going to be based off of the O3 model. So for people like developers that are putting this into their actual product, they're not giving them the best thing. Some companies are different. Sometimes they're like, some companies are like, when they make a big announcement, they're like, this is available to users and on the API for developers. That makes developers happy. When they say this is available for new users, but not for the developers, then developers kind of like your company less. I would hope that they'll update it soon because they're not the only one doing it. Like Anthropic has their computer use, which is a similar thing. Google just announced that they have a product that also does this. So there's like competition in the market and you only really need one kind of computer agent tool. So if I'm a developer and other people have better options and they kind of update them for developers at the same time as users, that's probably what I'd go with. But at the moment, it seems like OpenAI might be doing this best. So I'll update you. But that is one thing that I'm kind of like, I don't know, annoyed about.
Yeah, no, I get it. I feel like the other big factor that'll come into play when it comes to which, you know, AI agent is going to, you know, be the best one is what we talked about in our last episode, is which ones are going to be able to connect to other apps that you use on a regular basis. For example, Gmail or Canva or your, you know, calendar, stuff like that. If it can, you know, log in for you or stay logged in and do all that stuff on your behalf, that I feel like to me is where a lot of power would be as well.
Yep. So overall, really excited about the announcement. We will keep you updated. One thing for developers that I will mention, just because this is interesting, they said O3 Operator uses the same multi-layered approach to safety that we used for the 4.0 version of Operator. Although O3 Operator inherits O3's coding capabilities, it does not have native access to a coding environment or terminal. So pretty much it's good at coding, or it's just as good, like its abilities and the benchmarks on coding are just as good, but it doesn't have access to like the actual terminal where you write your code, you run your code in. So some people say that's like, oh, it's safer because it's not going to like write malicious code that like, I don't know, attacks you and like revenge of the robots on you. I'm not too concerned about that. So I just say add more features in there. But yeah, it doesn't have that capability. And I'm not sure if that's something that they'll add in the future because the older models had it, or if they're like, it was too dangerous, so we like took it away. I kind of hate it when they do that. They took away like when they first launched like browsing the internet with ChatGPT, and then they pulled it back for a while for quote unquote safety reasons. Like that's my least favorite. Like they can't give you a good feature and then take it away. Come on, OpenAI, killing me. But yeah. Overall, pretty excited about this. So yeah, if you guys enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you get your episodes, wherever you listen to your podcast. And also make sure to check out the school community. The link is in the descriptions, skool.com/AI Hustle. We'd love to have you as a member. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.